Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo. Are you a business owner, perhaps struggling or stuck with stress, burnout, self-confidence, self-worth, and it's impacting your business from making the profit and impact you can make? Look, I totally get it. I've been through all of these things. And using my tools and systems from things like neuroencoding, it has helped transform my life. Following some great feedback and great client success, I'm now offering an opportunity for a limited amount of spaces for us to address this and get you growing your business by us prioritizing you. I can't coach everyone, like I said, so spots will be limited. All you've got to do is click in the link below for a free 15-minute call. I'll speak to you then. Remember, if you're a business owner really wanting to put an end to things like stress, burnout, self-worth issues, or anything else, I'm offering you the opportunity for us to jump on a call, no strings attached, for 15 minutes, and let's talk. Let's not hold you back any longer and get you feeling awesome for you and your business to really thrive and make that profit and impact you deserve. Limited amount of spots, so don't hesitate. Just click in the link below and I'll speak to you soon. Do you wish you could have more self-confidence like some of those really confident people you see out there? Well, today we're going to look at Donna Paulson of Suits and how she really portrays confidence and what you can take away from it. Thank you for being here and taking time out to improve your life. And make sure you stay until the end because I have an additional point for you at the end. I've previously covered Harvey Specter in Suits. Now, Harvey Specter is the guy who's a boss for the beginning of it. Anyway, I won't go into describing what happens for all the series or anything like that. But Harvey Specter, I've done an episode on him. He's one of the most charismatic guys I've ever seen on a TV show, a successful lawyer in this TV series show, and he's just so cool, so calm. Anyway, Donna is, and there's a bit of a sort of romance, flirtatious scheme between the two of them and various history and things like that. But Donna starts off as his secretary, and she is so confident. Like, she's attractive woman who's just very, very cool and calm and got very, very witty and can kind of come back at anything. So I really wanted to share an analysis on her because we can take some stuff away from her. Now, why I go into these analysis of confident people is because you can take what I tell you and you, if you choose to, of course, as always, you can start adding that into your life to help you in your professional life or your personal life, if you like, to really, really boost your confidence. So there's three things to role model in confidence, and these are beliefs, physiology, and syntax. I'd ask you, how is it serving you by modeling negative people, if you've done that? Maybe you picked up certain traits from friends or family members who aren't confident. We're not always consciously aware of it. But ask yourself, how is it serving you behaving like certain people? Okay. It didn't help me. It certainly didn't help me behaving like people who weren't confident. Okay. So let's dive into some of the things she does that you can take away. The first thing is she compliments herself a lot. Someone gives her a compliment, she'll be like, I know. Now, you don't need to jump to that level of being super, super confident that it's kind of a cocky kind of stage. She takes in compliments well, and she compliments herself. Now, if you're putting yourself down and insulting yourself and then someone compliments you, that's like an insult to the other person. If someone compliments you and you're like, oh, I wasn't really, you're calling them a liar. So make sure you take in compliments first of all. And it's actually quite selfish not to compliment yourself because you're draining your own energy. So therefore, you can't have more of an impact on other people. So that's the first thing. Make sure you compliment yourself. Even if you have to start small and compliment yourself for three things each day. The second thing is she sticks by her decisions, even if there's been a mistake made in the past. Most of us are so wanting this level of certainty, like, oh, it's got to be right. Guess what? There's like nothing we can be 100% right in life. Only the fact that we're born and we die and we can be certain in ourselves. So the way things are going to go, we can never pan out. Now, you can take a calculated guess and calculated risks and those kind of things, of course. Donna just makes a decision and sticks by it. So practice doing that. Make a decision and don't be afraid to be wrong, because guess what? We've always got a chance of being wrong. And the more you trust your decisions, even if you get it right or wrong, just pat yourself on the back for doing it. The third thing, competence. She does things over and over again. She's very skilled at what she does, not just the standard secretary work, but she goes above beyond and she practices skills again and again. And that's why she's very confident in it. A lot of us think, oh, I'll never be that confident at public speaking or presenting in a business type setting. And that's because we don't practice it. Like, think about it. The first time you drove a car, were you confident? Probably not. I wasn't. I was terrified. Yet you do it more and more and more, and you become confident and become second nature. So competence is the third thing, and it's competence makes confidence, because the more you do something, the more confident you become and the more confident you are. And often we are very confident in things in life. We just don't recognize it and we don't take our own success formula. I've seen people who are like, I've got no confidence, which is a lie, by the way. Nobody has zero confidence. In nothing. There are things we're confident in, even if it's like brushing our teeth or driving the car. And if someone says to me, I've got no confidence, well, they're saying they've got no confidence. I would say, well, how did you message me on social media? Oh, well, you know, I can use social media. Well, how'd you do that? You seem pretty confident in that. And then they think I'm being silly. I'm not being silly. I'm just trying to get them to see they've got their own success formula. Things like brushing our teeth, going to work or doing a certain job, or maybe it's a skill set you've forgotten about, or driving a car, like I said. These are things we've built up and we forget that. And then we just got to take our own success formula for those things and apply it to where we want to go. It's just our head gets in the way. But the more we can remember ourselves and the great stuff we've done, the more confident we're going to feel. The fourth one, she dresses for confidence and moves with confidence. If you change your physiology, that's a really, really quick way to up your confidence. Now, you don't need to go out and buy like a Hugo Boss wardrobe or anything like that, although that'd be awesome. I love Hugo Boss clothes. You can go out and, you know, buy something that looks good on you. And you can also start changing your physiology, because that's absolutely free. Do things like yoga. I do something called a Goscue. Do things like stretching, exercise. That's going to help your posture. And just notice the way you're walking and moving, because if you even move your posture up more straight by like an inch or so, it can dramatically change how you're feeling. And Donna does this. She moves in a confident way, much like I talked about Harvey. He walks out with complete charisma. And my extra point today is, she doesn't rush into situations. She doesn't go, oh my God, there's a disaster. She will not be so reactive. She responds instead. She's very calm. She's very cool. So when someone comes to you with something, just respond. Start responding a bit slower and speak to them. I did this in I think I modeled this off Harvey. And there's also another great book, Higher Status, I read. And when I used to be, when I was in the workplace, someone would come over and then talk to me and I'd be like, yes, what would you like in a people pleasing way. And then when I started really working my confidence journey, I started to notice little things, like I would respond slower and people would respond with a little bit more respect for me. Even if it's not on a conscious level, people will have that little bit more respect for you if you're kind of responding coolly, calmly to them, rather than just being in this needy energy. So don't rush into situations. So thank you for listening today. That's what I've got for you today. An analysis of Donna of Suits. Now, if you want to go out and analyze someone else, please do so. We can learn things from other people. Again, the three things you want to be looking at in role modeling are beliefs of the other person, the physiology, the way they move, and the syntax, the order they do things. So I respect you for taking time out to improve your life today and therefore the lives of others around you. If you've appreciated this, please share it with friends and family and give this a rating on Apple Podcasts so we can reach more people together. If you've done so already, thank you so much. I appreciate you and keep working on that self-confidence every single day.